On this week's episode, Josh and Jeff will read up on ridiculous news articles from the past week, place a few bids on the auction site eBay, and fight over the weekly award of least stupidest person in the room. You are listening to It's a No-Brainer.
Thank you, Rita. This is It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities, even if we have to dumb ourselves down to understand them. My disembodied voice is named Josh, and the disembodied voice joining me today is named Jeff.
Hello, I am Jeff.
You're freaking me out. You're starting to sound like Rita.
I'm sorry. I've been hanging out with her too long.
Sorry, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think Rita possessed me.
I don't know. She downloaded a virus onto your hard drive.
My firmware.
Your firmware. We are excited to be recording another episode of this show. Last I checked, we had 58 downloads, which is probably 50 more than I was expecting.
Yeah, so way more than I was expecting.
Congratulations to everybody who had downloaded the podcast last week. Well, hopefully more downloaded this week, but let's not get overzealous. We just need to be funny, right?
Yeah, right. You know, we can't expect exponential growth, but that's what I do expect. So
we fully expect that from you. So share the show with everybody you know. Write some reviews, follow our Twitter, but more info about that later. I first have to ask you though, Jeff, did anything stupid happen to you since our last show?
You know, working retail, I was expecting to have something really stupid happen this week, but just because I was expecting it, nothing happened to me. Yeah. That's how it works.
Exactly, yeah. You want something to happen, and it never does.
Right.
You can pray and hope that you're going to win the lottery, but it's never going to happen.
Hey, I buy that Powerball every week because I'm going to win it eventually.
Yeah, you can't win if you don't play, right?
Exactly.
Well, I have a minor story, too. I work in retail as well, but there was an incident that happened. There was a lady who was, I mean, not in the area that I was working, but you could hear it, her ringtone going off. And if you remember from last week, it was just like that, actually, yeah. No, if you remember from last week, our toilet brownies advertisement.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good old toilet brownies.
God, they're so refreshing. Chocolate
they're
smell.
They're so delicious. But anyway, the hook from that, let me just, we'll insert a sample right here so you can hear what that sounds like. And I heard that and I'm spazzing out like, because this was actually, I think this was the day that the podcast dropped, the first day, that Thursday.
Nice.
And I was freaking out because I had my iPod on me and I knew that I had put that on my iPod just to listen to again. Not that I didn't hear it enough from all the editing we had to do last week. But I'm like freaking out like, oh my God, I know I made sure to turn my volume down on my iPod just in case anything would happen. And I'm hearing this sound, and I'm like, going, what the hell? And I see a lady reach in her purse and grab her phone. It's like, any more bizarre thing happened. Like, it's the exact, like, the loop from the Apple system that was on her iPhone, and that matched up with the GarageBand loop that we used for that ad. It's just kind of.
Or maybe she's our first, regular podcast listener. Maybe she downloaded that for her ringtone.
Maybe she was the first one, and she was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell 57 of my friends about this show. And they listened, and they liked it, I hope. But on to the actual part of our show. Again, like last week, we've scoured the web for some of the stupidest news stories since our last episode, and we found a few stories that were just too stupid not to mention. Both Jeff and I have a couple of stories each, but we'll have to blindly choose only one. That was evil. We'll have to blindly choose one that we want to learn more about. Jeff, you have a couple that we can choose.
Yeah, in a memory of last week's fan fiction reading, I have some special categories in this first matchup.
Okay, good. I'd like to hear those.
All right, story number one.
Okay.
What is this Walmart Patrick said?
Oh, geez.
Story two. Is a mall Harry said?
the repressed memories of that terrible story. But I have a choice. Okay. Between Walmart. Yeah, let's go with Walmart.
Walmart. All right.
Tell us about Walmart, Jeff.
Walmart. Just to start it off, it came from the Smoking Gun, of course.
Good source for anything news.
Right, exactly. Since 1997.
No.
The title is Handicapped Scooter Bumper Car Competition at Walmart Ends in 2:30 a.m. Arrested of Drunken Louisiana Guy.
Oh, dear.
The article is, an early morning game of drunken bumper cars using Walmart handicap scooters was broken up Saturday morning by Louisiana cops who arrested a 22-year-old man. Yeah. It appears that the police department was at Walmart around 2:30 in the morning, and
that's the time when all the fun stuff happens,
right,
at Walmart.
That's the best time to go to Walmart. You see all the, like, here where we live, I notice the Amish people like to come at like 2 o'clock in the morning, which I don't understand.
I don't either. Don't they have to wake up and do things?
Yeah,
that without technology, electricity and stuff. And
yeah, it's funny because it got there with their car. But he was obviously intoxicated. It looks like here that he blew a .133 when the legal limit is .08. So
yeah,
getting close to double.
That's a couple too many.
Yeah. And it seems that he was the only one arrested. There's a bunch of people with him, and his fellow enthusiasts apparently escaped the arrest here.
Lucky them. I don't know. They must not have been as drunk as he was, or...
I don't know. Maybe he thought the cops wanted to play bumper cars, too.
Or smarter, yeah. I don't think it's a good idea to do bumper cars with cop cars.
I don't know, but you know, that's something I kind of want to do now, is just steal an electric scooter and just go bumper cars.
Even sober, that's a fun activity.
Right. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I mean,
you get kicked out of Walmart, or the cops come and arrest you.
Right. And I've been kicked out of Walmart before.
Do tell.
He's gonna. Well,
was it at 2:30 in the morning?
No, it was around. Oh, this was when I was 14 with my brother. We decided to steal some bikes in there and play basketball when they still had the hoops there. So we'd play bicycle basketball.
Bicycle basketball.
Yeah,
and it's like polo with horse instead of horses.
And that's actually not what got us kicked out. The man or whoever, sales associate or manager, whatever, said, told us put the bikes away and put the basketball and stop. We're like, okay. So we went to the game section, and we stuck our arms behind all the games and just went down the shelf and just knocked them off all the shelf. That's finally what got us kicked out.
Supermarket sweep.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Can we do that in real life? If anything I would get kicked out of Walmart for, it'd probably be that.
All right, yeah. I mean, if you just, let's do it right now.
If there was a bucket list of things that I needed to do before I died, that would definitely have to be one of them.
A supermarket sweep.
Go and do supermarket sweep. Film it, put the cheesy music in the background, have some voiceover guy talking about everything you're doing, like, oh, he's putting in 5 hams into his grocery shopping cart. Yeah.
And then the best part is when they look at you, what you're doing, like, I was told that I had $10,000 to spend in 30 minutes, and I'm trying to fill out my shopping cart.
Some grocery stores actually do that as like a promotional thing, too. They'll like give you 2 minutes to tear around the store and get as much stuff as you want. I fear with this nation, though, that people would just, like, immediately go to the junk food section instead of, like, being smart about it and getting, like, the expensive meats and stuff like that.
I would say if that happened to me, I'd literally go to the meat section and just fill up an entire cart of expensive meats and have a meat fest at my house.
Filet mignon, yes, please.
I'll take 20 pounds of a cow.
Yes.
Just give me the cow.
Yeah. Butcher, get in the cart right now, and I'm going to take you home with me. You're gonna cut this fresh for me when I'm hungry. We're going to have fresh hamburgers. And we will eat.
Like kings.
Like kings. Like we've just been on supermarket sweep. All right. Moving on. I've got a pair of stories here for you, Jeff. And they're in a rhyming fashion. So your first choice is that SUV fall or cat's movie lol.
I'm got to go with cat movies lol.
Cat's movie lol. Okay. Let's see here. Where our cat's movie lol is.
Lol, 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 lol.
Lol, lol, lol. Oh, and
meow.
All right, calm down. Sorry. Don't make me spay you.
I love cats.
Everybody loves cats.
They're so cute.
There's an Internet Cat Film Festival. I missed an important word. Internet Cat Video Film Festival.
Oh, all right, videos.
That's occurring next month that I figured I would mention here. So you can buy your tickets now.
Oh man!
I guess let me read you the description of the event because it's still confusing why this exists. While normally viewed alone on a computer screen, our unofficial Cat Lady in Residence invites you to come together on the field and lol in the presence of others as your favorite silly cat videos are projected larger than life, one after the other. Enjoy the joy, or experience the joy, of a surprised kitten or keyboard cat together. Participate in this experiment that tests the social boundaries of the online community with a live offline event as we attempt to gather in physical space and real time to enjoy one of the internet's most popular phenomena.
So this is literally a film festival, or a video festival for crazy cat ladies.
Yeah, pretty much. Huh. Well, I guess anybody who likes cat videos.
Well, I suppose, but I mean,
which pretty much implies they're going to be all like old ladies
with 30 cats that live with them and Look at my pretty pussy.
Wrong kind of convention there.
Oh, sorry.
But I guess I know plenty of other people my age that would probably do something like this if this is in a local area.
I'll admit it, I am one to surf cat videos and look up like Subwoofer Kitty and stuff like that. I would never go to a cat film festival.
So is Subwoofer Kitty like dubstep for cats? Or no. Can you explain that, please?
Subwoofer Kitty is just this video, this lazy cat sitting on top of a subwoofer bouncing up and down. And I don't know why it's funny, but I find it hilarious. We might have to link them to that one.
Yeah, we'll find
we'll
that for you.
We'll have to Twitter that.
Well, we'll link that on our Twitter like we do. We'll do that with all of our news stories this week. Even the ones we didn't talk about, so you can read up on all that stupidity. Also, if you want to be kept up to date on the show or just find out what it looks like when you scan a mirror, again, follow No Brainer Show on Twitter. I think we have 4 or 5 followers on Twitter, and that's not including myself or Jeff.
Right, but so, still, there's a couple people who aren't us.
Rome wasn't built in a day, so...
Wait, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
Well, I've been living a lie.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be reading the Wikipedia articles on Rome for your sources of information.
Well, you know what? I quit.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
No.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
More stupid stuff after this break.
Hello, I'm Dave Super, owner of the Supermarket in downtown Springfield. Come shop with us to take advantage of some of this week's
super deals.
Crystal clear bottled water is
super
refreshing. While you're here, sample their
super
new diet water. It has half the fat as regular water and none of the sugar or sodium. Priced at only $1 per liter for
super
savings. And Mama Delta's minestrone is a
super
choice for your next meal. It's made with
super
fresh vegetables in a
super
savory broth. At just 59 cents a can, that's a
super
deal. At the
supermarket,
our super friendly staff is ready to give you
super
service. I guarantee you'll have a
super
time at Dave's
super
market. Or my name isn't Dave's
super.
eBay is an online auction site where you can buy or sell just about anything. And when I say anything, I mean anything. I found a couple of unique items at a bargain price and will debate whether or not to place a bid before time runs out. The first item I managed to find was, the item is listed as Taco Bell hot border sauce packet. Might be magical. Think outside the bun. The starting bid... This is from seller Mr. Alex 42. The starting bid is 99 cents with $2 shipping. So, whenever I place bids on eBay, I have to calculate that shipping as part of the bid.
Right.
I know it's too easy to see that 99 cents. Like, oh, it's only 99 cents. But so for all intents and purposes, it's $2.99 to me. But anyway, the seller describes this as such. Yes. You read that correctly, folks. I've got a real Taco Bell sauce packet, but is it really just some plain old hot sauce? I doubt it. If you look very closely, you will see this packet is very confused about proper eating etiquette. And I'll go ahead and list you the actual packet. As you know, Taco Bell packets have the little fortune cookie sayings on the
right
front. It says, does the spork go on the right or the left?
Oh, it's so confused.
So where does a spork go? I know that's probably not in any formal place setting.
Right. Well, don't the spoon and the fork go on the same side anyway?
I don't know. No.
You know,
the spoon and the knife goes on one side and the fork. I think all the forks go on the right side.
I couldn't even tell you a proper placement. I could tell you in German.
The plate goes in the middle.
The spoon goes on top in Germany.
On top of the plate?
Like, no. Like, you know, you got your plate and it goes right above it. Not to the right or left. It's
above
it.
Oh.
Weird,
okay.
Huh?
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Fun fact.
Sidetrack.
Fun fact about the spoon. Not that I'm interesting. Everybody knew that. No. But anyway, so about the spork. Wait, it has emotions? Again, I doubt it. However, the shady-looking fellow at my local Taco Bell said this one had magical powers. I, however, am terribly frightened of magic. Please get this thing out of my house. Please. You look nice today. Happy bidding. And then there's a little asterisk. I am not responsible for anything that happens to you if you unleash the magic. So all I can assume, there's some guy, he went into a Taco Bell. There was a bunch of stoned people in there, and they were like, hey, there's magic in that sauce. And I can't think of any other more logical explanation, unless maybe the seller was the one who was high.
That's probably what, you probably just hit the nail on the head right there.
What percentage, and we'll have to look this up, what percentage of people who go to Taco Bell are high?
I'm saying...
It's like a prerequisite before you walk in the door.
Well, late at night, yes.
Yeah, late at night.
Because you get the late night munchies.
Yeah.
That's right in there. Didn't they used to have a little commercial about the late night munchies?
Their fourth meal thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that the typical run is you get high, go to Taco Bell, and then get drunk, and then go to your Walmart and play bumper cars. But yeah, still... I think the auction is actually closed, so too bad you can't bid on that.
Yeah, well,
it was so worth the price, I think.
I think the shipping kills it.
Shipping, yeah, it's $2 compared to the 99 cents.
I mean, working a shipping location myself, I know it doesn't cost $2 to ship a sausage packet.
They're from Kentucky. I don't know if that's any more explanation. Moving on.
Well, that's explanation why it's magic. It's the South.
Oh,
everything's magic there.
Magic of the South.
They have bluegrass there.
Literal
the grass is blue.
Bluegrass. That's where it comes from. Where does hip hop come from, Jeff?
I don't know. Oh, I thought you had a joke here. I'm sorry.
No, I was hoping you would come with the joke. All right. Anyway, moving on. Our next item up for sale on The Price is Right is a real fart in a jar.
Oh, man. Just what I've been looking for.
You've seen those synthetic farts on grocery shelves.
Get your real fart here.
Get your authentic fart in a jar. Anyway, from seller Randy Zorns 1, starting bid, 99 cents. I think that's the go-to listing price. Shipping on this one, though, is $8.
Ooh, that, I mean.
For a fart in a jar?
I mean, I do realize it's a glass jar.
It's a fragile item. Yeah,
so he's got a bubble wrap and peanuts, and he's probably going to have to send that parcel post, which is a little bit more expensive. But
I'm sorry, back to what you said. Did you say he's got to bubble wrap his penis?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, description on the item. This is all in caps, too, but I'm not going to yell it. You can just imagine that I'm yelling it. What you are bidding on is a fart in a jar.
Whoa, 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 fart in jar.
Fart in the jar.
Super.
Super fart in a jar. Oh. All my friends say I should bottle my farts and sell them. Okay, here I am selling you a real human fart in a jar. What kind of friends do you have?
He needs to hang out with a different group of people,
yeah.
Honestly.
This was after Taco Bell, and you're like, hey, I'm going to put farts in a jar and sell them on eBay.
Because the magic sauce told me to.
And the magic sauce. okay, and they also note, I am not a small person, so I will not have any problem filling this jar with a robust aroma.
Oh.
Best keep that in the jar. What I will do for the lucky winner is fart in this jar. Seal it up fast, and then seal the jar in a sealed bag along with a list of what I ate that day. Happy bidding!
What the hell?
Why
does he think he can sell this?
I don't know. Well, his friends told him to.
Well, yeah, his friends told
him.
He's
giving
him
to peer pressure.
Yeah. No.
What is the retail value of a fart? I imagine it has to be more than 99 cents. That's why they...
Right, but I can make them for free.
Yeah.
Give me some Beano and I'm good to go.
But isn't it a jar?
True, I've never jarred my own farts. I might have to start doing that and sell them on eBay. I hear you can make good profit doing that.
Well, we can try. we'll post a link to Jeff's fart on our Twitter page now.
Oh. I mean, if people... Let's look at it this way. If our couple fans listen to it and demand it, I'll do it.
Okay, you heard him. If anybody demands Jeff's farts in a jar, he will sell a fart on eBay.
And just see where I can go with it, I guess.
To see where we can go. This item actually is also closed. It had zero bids. Sad, sad. However, there's a turn in the events here. The user relisted it as a real ghost fart in a jar.
Okay, now we're talking business.
Now we're on to something here.
Yeah.
Starting bids $1 now. Still zero bids, and as far as we know, this auction is still live.
Yeah, I have it up right now, actually.
So, I think when this episode drops, you'll probably have about a day to bid on it. So,
yeah,
act fast.
As of
these things are selling like
3:11 on the 18th. It is 2 days and 3 hours. So,
okay. So we've got still $8 shipping and handling, though. They feel that that's a necessary
thing.
Right,
but it's a ghost fart.
It's a ghost fart. And I'll read you the description on what they said. It starts out exactly the same. What you are bidding on is a fart in a jar. They couldn't even edit that when they relisted that. It's like, oh, well, it's a fart in a jar. Duh. But not just any fart in a jar, but a ghost fart in a jar. Lots of exclamation points. Yes, ooh. I said a ghost fart in a jar. More exclamation points. They really want to get rid of this fart in a jar.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want a ghost fart in my jar. It sounds like it'd be haunted.
I don't know. And I won't have any problem filling this jar with a robust aroma. Wait. They were really lazy of editing that.
Yeah.
They're like, reading this over, I don't know if they even edited this, because I would be like, oh, whoops. Like, if you're going to put on a ruse of selling a ghost fart in a jar, at least go the distance of, like, taking out all of your first-person references. Like, I'm going to fart in this jar. Oh, wait, no, I mean a
ghost is
going to
fart
in this jar. Continuing on, what I will do for the lucky winner is have a ghost to fart in this jar, seal it up, and mail it out to the lucky winner of this amazing ghost fart in a jar. More exclamation points. It will be sealed and marked ghost fart in case you ever forget.
So, I learned something today. Ghosts can fart.
Some people deny the existence of ghosts. Some people who believe ghosts don't believe that they fart. So, can we get like a Venn diagram of like people who believe in ghosts and people who believe in ghosts can fart and what the overlap is there? It's got to be pretty small.
I would assume so. I mean, I wonder what a ghost fart smells like.
It's got a robust aroma from what they say.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a professional. Like, he knows what he's talking about. So, because he's not going to fart in the jar and send it. A ghost is going to fart
ghost.
In the jar.
He's going to get a ghost, his best ghost friend, Gasper the Friendly Ghost.
It's Punny.
It's Punny. Oh, he's going to get his friend to fart in the jar and just going to mark it off as a ghost fart. But all those like ghost hunter shows on TV, it's like instead of finding, they first have to find the ghost and they're like, fart in this jar. It's like, I need to make money.
That's it.
I've got rent to pay.
This guy probably is from Ghost Hunters. He found out they're canceling his series, so he's got to try to make some money quick from his ghosts.
He's making money I need another season. I need to. Can you imagine on their like infrared cameras? It's just like holding a glass jar out of like random nowhere, and like you see this cloud of dust just go right into the jar.
That's a ghost fart in
the jar
now.
Quick,
seal it!
Seal it and label it ghost fart.
We can get $9 for that on eBay.
Oh, ghost farts. But yeah, $1 and it can be yours.
If you've got any stupid items you'd want to try and sell us, email us at nobrainershow@gmail.com. Even more stupid stuff after this break.
At the end of every show, Rita has the responsibility of choosing the least stupidest person of the week. How either of us receives that title is completely up to her. So, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
You want answers? We'll give that crazy Yahoo answers.
Rita offered this challenge to us last week, and since Jeff and I loved it so much, we programmed Rita to let us play it again.
I don't remember it that way.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. I believe that you tried to erase my internal memory following last week's show.
We only did it to protect you, Rita. Someone has to be the innocent one.
I may have been programmed to forget this week's actual challenge, but I was not programmed to be innocent, you filthy f**kwad.
Whoa, Rita!
calm down.
Jeez.
I apologize for my behavior. As punishment, I will now download Internet Explorer onto my hard drive.
Internet Explorer? Wow, that's just harsh for herself, but all right.
That's a little bit too much, Rita. But anyway, when life gives us lemons, naturally we make lemonade. But when the Yahoo Answers service gives us questions, we make fools of ourselves. Like last week, we will try to answer as many Yahoo Answers questions as we can in 1 minute. To help us on our mission, we have one chance to shout clarify. The clock will stop and some extra details about the question will be read. The person who gives the most correct answers, as decided by Judge Rita, will be this week's winner. Jeff. Yeah, as reigning champion, you get to choose who goes first.
I will answer first.
You will answer first. Okay. Jeff, your 1 minute will start after I read you the first question.
Yes, master.
All right. Whoops. I started it. Sorry.
Oh, come on. Don't cheat, man.
I'm so excited. I just want to win. I'm sorry.
I want to win so hard.
I want to win so bad.
With my firmware.
All right. Here we go. Lost a bet to the GF, got a dress as a woman. What do I need?
You need a beautiful skirt, some high heels, and probably her makeup case.
Why does my puke look weird?
You probably shouldn't have ate that dog yesterday.
How to make your hair look like you've been in a murder?
Clarify.
Clarify it is. All right. Let's read you some extra details here. It's from Yahoo Answers, Skylar. Username Skylar. She says, or he says... Okay, so I have blue hair, and I'm going to take some pictures of me with face makeup and have an insane look on my face to look like I just committed a murder. The problem is I want my hair to look tousled and messy to look like I've been in a murder. How do I do that? Okay?
All right.
You got some extra details, and your time will resume now.
All right, basically what you need to do, go empty your car's oil, get all in your hand, just run it all through your hair, and then maybe get some, like, I don't know, cut yourself, get some blood, and just throw it all in there. Get that nice, messy, scary look to your hair going on.
Good choice. If Santa Claus were gay, would you date him?
Oh, totally. Free. You know how great of presents he'd give for, like, my birthday and stuff?
How does Freddy Krueger wipe his butt?
Oh, God, I never even... he just puts, like, a little styrofoam ball, like, those squishy balls, and get the playpens on the end of them, and just kind of goes right up there.
Oh, okay. What should I bring to a Biggest Loser casting call?
Deep fried food.
How do I raise nature's children? Son gets a bone from sister. Time's up. Lucky for you, time is up. I don't even know if I want to read the details to this one. Sure. Can't be any worse than man got pooped to manhood or whatever.
Oh my God, that was bad last week.
Oh, what the hell. Okay, so I am a naturist dad, and I have two children, a 17-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter. They have been nudist since they were 10 and 8, respectively. Well, my son, I have noticed, gets hard when he sees his sister, parentheses, my daughter. Oh, no. I have noticed that it does happen.
This is getting weird.
I'm out. I'm out. Stop. Stop the train.
You know what they say.
Stop the train.
Incest is the best. Wait, what?
If it rhymes, it must be right. We're not going to read any more of this.
Yeah, I think we get the point.
All right. If you really want to read about this, we'll post this on the Twitter. But yeah. Rita, how many did Jeff answer correctly?
Jeff, on your turn, you answered 6 questions correctly.
Ouch. That wasn't even as good as last week.
No. That was worse than my score last week, and I lost. I'm going to win. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to win this week. That's all that's got to happen.
I'll sabotage your mission.
No.
All right. No.
So, Jeff, your turn to read questions to me. I got to beat 6, so
all right.
Hopefully I can do it.
Yeah, I got a little theme this week for you. Let's see if you can pick up on my theme.
Oh, okay.
But all right. First question comes from user question mark. Yeah. All right. How many times can you safely masturbate in a day?
What the fuck? Can we swear on this podcast?
Yeah. All right.
Can I pass? Pass.
Pass. All right. Is it right if I touch myself when my parents are having sex at night?
No. Pass. Pass. Next question, please.
I have a little red dot on my penis. Is that normal?
Only if you're... No, I can't say that. That's highly racist.
Just to let you know, you're at zero right now.
Next one.
Help, I pooped on my parents' bed. What's the easiest way to clean poop?
Bounty paper towels.
Is it true if you have sex, you'll get AIDS and die?
Oh my god. Clarify.
All right. This comes from username Mean Girls. I was watching. Oops, I should probably get this mic to my.
Get it up there.
All right. This comes from username Mean Girl. She says, I was watching Mean Girls, and it says in there that if you have sex, you'll get AIDS and die. Is that true? My boyfriend says it's not. All right. And time starts again.
Okay. Mean Girl, you need to stop being so dumb. Listen to your boy. It is absolutely absurd. Next.
Your time's up.
Oh, jeez.
I think you got like one, two.
This is ridiculous. And when I say ridiculous, I mean ridiculous.
Did you catch on my theme, what it was?
Yeah. Unanswerable questions. You bastard. I'll get you next week. Rita, how many did I happen to get right?
In order to beat Jeff, you must have answered more than 6 questions correctly. Josh, you answered 2 questions correctly. Congratulations, Jeff. You are this week's least stupidest person in the room.
Again.
Yeah. That was an unfair victory, in my opinion.
hey, to answer the first question, 10. 10's the limit. He was up to 21.
10's... Oh, if I would have clarified there was more information, please read. Please.
All right, this comes from username Frank Zappa 22.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, Frank Zappa 22.
Oh.
Must be a Frank Zappa fan.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess. Well, he says, how many times can you safely masturbate in a day? I'm up to 21 times, and it's starting to hurt. Is that okay?
This isn't blackjack. It's like you should probably stay on 17. 17 or less is all right. You don't have to, you don't always have to reach 21.
Ouch, dear. That's all I have to say.
He needs a girlfriend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Maybe him and Mean Girl can get together and
teach each other some things.
Teach each other some things. Well, no, because Mean Girl was a dumb one. I don't know. This is ridiculous. We better stop. All right, if you want to get in touch with us, again, our Twitter, that's probably the best way you can get a hold of us. It's at No Brainer Show on Twitter.
And if you want to email us, our email is nobrainershow@gmail.com.
And we also have a voicemail/text message source that you can call us on your phones, 864-96-BRAIN or 864-962-7246.
Well, that's our show. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Josh, reminding you that life is stupid, and so is everyone. Bye.
Drop the mic.
Drop the mic.